This is Kate Moorhead Carroll in the podcast Find It. This little talk is called Stepping Towards the Impossible. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling stressed, and it's only July. Our country feels like it is at war with itself, and I'm scared. Are you scared? When I feel scared, I try to stay close to Jesus. Not the Jesus that everybody tells me about, not the Jesus that you hear about mentioned in politics, but I try to go back to the ancient texts of the Gospels and really look with fresh eyes at Jesus' life, at how he chose to relate to people and to God. This past week, as I was returning to those texts, I remembered again walking on the shore of the Sea of Galilee when I visited Israel over 25 years ago. The sun was setting. It was the last day of a long trip. I was sad to leave. I didn't know if I would ever return to the Holy Land where Jesus had once walked. There were some high grasses along the shore of the sea. I walked among them, asking Jesus to show himself. "Are you there?" I asked. "I would love to see you. I want to see your face." The wind blew the grasses all around me. "I wish I could see your face, touch your robes, be with you, Jesus." I felt that he was there with me that evening, but I didn't see him. But it was very beautiful. I took a picture with my disposable camera, and when I got home, I blew it up and had it framed. I look at it so often and remember being that close. What would Jesus say to us today? I'm not sure that he would like how we interpret his message all the time. Let's look closely at what Jesus actually did. In Mark's gospel, Jesus is rejected by his family and neighbors in his hometown of Nazareth. After that, he walks with his disciples some 21 miles to the Sea of Galilee, where he will spend the majority of his ministry. He sends his disciples out two by two to baptize, heal, and tell people about the kingdom of heaven. And when they return, they are exhausted. They tell Jesus all about it because it's always good to share your experiences with others, especially if you're traveling. Jesus then suggests that they all go and rest. You see, no matter where they went, once people realized that Jesus could cure diseases and heal wounds, people swarmed around him. Mark says that Jesus and his disciples were so busy, so inundated by the crowds that they didn't even have time to eat. When I don't rest and I don't eat, I'm not my best self. I stop doing the things I think are good choices. I get very grumpy, resentments build, and people seem more and more annoying the more tired and hungry I get. But not for Jesus. No matter where he went or how exhausted he was, he always looked upon the crowds with what Mark calls compassion. The ancient Greek for this word means to love on the inside, literally to feel your organs move from passion, your heart and your liver and even your gut. It means to feel such love that it moves you inside. Have you ever felt that way about someone? Had your stomach flip or felt your heart warm? It can happen when a person is in love. It can happen when a parent gazes on it. Their child. And occasionally, if a person truly loves God, you can look over a crowd of people and love them unconditionally, see just how beautiful they are in all their complexity and brokenness. But most of the time, when I'm in the airport and I gaze across the crowd, all I see are people's wild outfits and their busy, frantic pace. Jesus and the disciples can't seem to get any rest or food, so they get in the boat and head to another part of the sea, but the crowds follow them on foot. When they hit the shore, people swarm again, but again, Jesus looks on them with this inside-out love, this compassion. Unable to eat or sleep, The disciples and Jesus get in the boat again, this time heading across the sea to the west side, to Gennesaret, a plain on the west side of the sea, near Capernaum and Magdala. But new crowds find him there. They bring the sick on mats. They reach out to touch his robes. They clamor for a piece of him. Jesus didn't see division or illness. He didn't resent those who clamored for his attention or his touch. He just loved. And this is his recipe, his instruction for us. "I know life is hard," he says, "but love your enemies." As Frederick Buechner once wrote, "The world is terrible and beautiful. Don't be afraid." No matter how much the media tells you to hate, tells you how people may be dangerous or different or difficult, you are called to love them no matter what. But how is this even possible? Jesus gave us practices, small steps to take. We cannot become like him all at once. We may never get close to his kind of love, but we can try one step at a time. The practices are simple. Pray for people, especially the ones you dislike or even loathe. Serve those in need, give generously, and give thanks to God. Forgive yourself and others, and then pray again. One day at a time, one step at a time. When the pandemic hit, I heard God say, "Go to your prayer desk." It was a very pure thought that entered my mind. I didn't hear a voice. I knew that this meant that I should fulfill my morning devotion, so I did. And I would say, "It's day one of the pandemic." And every morning I continued, "It's day three of the pandemic. It's day 11. It's been, what, 4 years? And I'm still filming myself every morning. "Just one more day," I say, "just today." And I've come to love it. Because each day I can begin with a small step, and it takes me even deeper into the scripture, because I've found a kind of discipline I always longed for. And I have to do it because people are watching. Just one small step. God didn't say, "I want you to film for years." God said, "Today, go to your prayer desk." And that was all it took. This past weekend, my staff was out, and for the first time, I had to post the devotion and schedule it on YouTube. It took me 3.5 hours to figure it out, and that was with an instruction list. It made me give thanks for my good staff who have generously posted it for so many years. Do you remember the film Hacksaw Ridge? It's the true story of a man named Desmond Doss. He wants to serve in the military in World War II as a medic. Not to kill, but to heal. His troop is commanded to take the Maida Escarpment on the island of Okinawa, otherwise known as Hacksaw Ridge. They try valiantly, but are driven back by the ferocious Japanese soldiers. Doss valiantly enters the battle to save those who are wounded, carrying many to safety. In a dark tunnel, he comes face to face with a wounded Japanese soldier who is terrified. But Doss puts his fingers to his lips and says, "Shh," then gets out a bandage and presses it to the man's wound. Doss does not see enemy. He sees human being. Doss will spend the entire night risking his life bringing men to safety who are wounded, both Japanese and Americans alike. He ties them to ropes and lowers them down off the cliff one by one. He is so exhausted and his hands bloody, but each time he lowers another man down, he says to himself, "Just one more. Oh Lord, let me help just one more." Just one more act of kindness, just one more prayer, one more dollar given away, one more hour spent listening to someone. The world will only heal if we can love all of it, even those who we would call our enemies, even those who we don't feel that deserve our love. I know it is so hard to follow Jesus. That's how I know it's really Jesus and not some idol or slogan. The real Jesus calls us to the impossible, and we must follow one small step at a time. Thank you for joining me in the podcast, Find It. Remember, that if you keep searching for the divine presence, you will find it. I want to invite you, if you're interested in hearing more of these podcasts, to subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button and you will be informed of new episodes. And before we part ways, I pray that God will bless you and hold you, give you peace. Until we meet again.